On a searing, bright tarmac at the Nampa Airport, a few modern-day Cessnas taxi past three historic World War II-era planes. These planes are more than history, collecting dust in a museum. This is history coming to life.
It's interesting to see something, anything. You know, you go to a museum and, wow, that's really neat. But when it comes to life, that's a totally different experience.
That's Jason Owen, a mechanic with the nonprofit Callings Foundation. Owen maintains the planes on the Wings of Freedom tour.
These airplanes require a lot of care and need to take care of them. It's kind of like taking your dog for a walk in the park. You know, you just can't let him go, and otherwise he'll end up lost. Same with these airplanes. So it's a lot of work bringing them back to what's a reliable condition, so we stay on top of it.
These planes include one B-24 Liberator, one P-51C Mustang, and one B-17 Flying Fortress. Pilot Mac McCauley is a volunteer who's been flying the B-17 for the Callings Foundation for the past 11 years.
Oh, I met these guys at an air show down in San Diego about 12 years ago, and they needed a pilot. I kind of filled in and been with them ever since.
McCauley gives me a little history lesson and a tour of the B-17.
If you will follow me, this is what we call the belly of the airplane. This is where the two side guns were. And then we come in through here. This is the radio room. These were basically used as partially as navigational aids to be able to pick up frequencies in different areas and triangulate them to figure out what position they were in. Watch a step through here. This is the bomb bay. This is a little catwalk right here, and this is where all the bombs were in here. This is the cockpit. This is my office up here. This is where we fly the plane from. You can see everything here basically, except for that little radio stack right there in the center, which we need. It's for modern avionics to be able to get around the airspace we do today. But everything else is all original. And then what we can do is just kind of fall down here a little bit.
I can fall down. I'm good at that.
This.
We're going in the nose.
So I just crawl up in here. This is the bombardier and the navigator station.
This is a Norton bomb site. It's an original Norton bomb site. And the navigator, this is his table right here. This is where he sat. And you can see right here. Where is it out here?
Oh, it's starting to wear off. Goldie Jester, right here. Douglas Long Beach, 1942 to 1945. We met the lady that actually built the nose section, this nose section for this airplane.
And it was Goldie.
And it was Goldie. Goldie Jeter. She was a little 5'4" ball of fire at 85 years old. God love her. Hey. And so we made her sign this, and we took her for a ride. She sat right here.
And she made the nose.
Flight. Yeah. She made the actual, made the nose section for this airplane 65 years ago.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
McCauley says it's stories like Goldie's that keep the Wings of Freedom tour running.
The foundation is basically an educational foundation, and we'll bring kids through, and we'll have a bombardier sitting right here talking to the kids as they come through, explaining things to them when they have questions, and they always do. And it's just a real neat thing to do. We sure enjoy it.
Back outside, a dozen members of the Wings of Freedom tour are tuning and polishing the planes. Mechanic Jason Owen says he never thought the Callings Foundation tour would last 20 years.
The interest out there in these airplanes and the history that the veterans have to come out and share, and something we can definitely all learn from, has been very popular. It's grown quite a bit. And without these airplanes, I don't think the awareness of World War II would really be where it is, because so many books have come from it, not only this organization, but other organizations flying these airplanes from that era, you know, has brought us back to a lot of their history and our own history, in fact.
For Boise State Radio, I'm Samantha Wright.